The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Ro. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Ro. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Ro. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He always seems to get involved, doesn't he?
I'm telling you, too many coconuts have hit him right on top of the skull.
Well, I think Anthony will be a great acquisition. He can do it all.
Avery, who shows this?
Joe Lacob bought the team when Steph was already there. And Lacob is trying to prove to everybody that he is the reason for the immense growth of the Golden State Warriors after he has bought the team, when in reality, the real reason for that immense growth is Steph Curry. And at the end of the day, with all professional sports, you are only as good as your owner is bought in. And I don't think Joe Lacob is bought into the Steph era in the way that he should be, because he didn't find Steph. I don't think Jeannie Buss was ever as bought into, or especially late stage LeBron, I don't think she was as bought into that partnership as she should have been, because LeBron wasn't drafted by the Lakers and wasn't a lifelong Laker. And in both of those situations, I think both franchises gave up a little too quickly on players who I think could, like in the case of Steph, can still be the best player on a championship level team, or at least, like, you know, you probably need a really good second best player on that team. But still, and in the case of LeBron and Anthony Davis, like the times that they had even like somewhat decent rosters, they got to conference finals. So, and then, you know, to fully back up my claim here, the moment that they got somebody that they truly believed in, this being the Lakers, as the best player on a championship level team, the moment that they got that player, what did they start doing more of? Pushing chips into the middle of the table. They immediately made that Mark Williams trade. Now it was rescinded because of the bad physical, but they immediately pushed chips into the middle of the table. In the case of this offseason, right? This is the first time, this looks like it's going to be the first time ever that Rob Pelinka enters a season both without a first round pick to be able to trade at the deadline, and potentially with 15 players on the roster. That is, neither of those things have happened under Rob Pelinka while he had LeBron as his best player. And that just kind of goes to show how an organization moves when they truly believe in their star versus when they don't. And what I find super cynical about both the LeBron situation before and especially the Steph Curry situation is that, like, Joe Lacob gets to use Steph Curry's loyalty against him. Eventually, LeBron said, all right, fuck this, I'm gone. But it's a lot harder for Steph Curry to do that. He wants to be a lifelong Golden State Warrior. He wants to also compete for championships right up until the moment that he can no longer compete for championships. And yet, because Joe Lacob knows that Steph would prefer to remain a Golden State Warrior rather than go and chase a title somewhere else or go play for Charlotte in his hometown or closer to his hometown, like, because Lacob knows that he can hold that loyalty over Steph, Guess what Lacob is going to continue telling his front office to do? You know, the Warriors haven't acquired a single player this summer. All they've done is brought guys back, and that team wasn't even good last year. And yet, like, you haven't heard a peep out of Steph or his camp saying, like, hey guys, like, I'm still pretty good. And Lacob is going to continue to use that against him. So this isn't necessarily a Lakers topic. This is kind of more a broader NBA topic, because I think it's really a bummer that, like, we kind of tread water through the end of LeBron's final, like, true prime, and that we are stuck here watching Steph Curry hope to make play-in games on some sorry-ass rosters there in Golden State. Like, the basketball fan in me in both of those cases is saying, like, man, that sucks. You know, with LeBron stuff, like, that was me as a Laker fan saying, like, this sucks. Like, that was a bummer. But me as a basketball fan, given how electrifying Steph Curry on a heater can be, like, I want to see that in higher stakes moments deeper into the playoffs. And under Joe Lacob's leadership and under Mike Dunleavy Jr.'s leadership, it's just not going to happen. And look at what, like, some of these other, like, some of the talented people that they have told to go away and to leave Golden State have gone and done, right? Like, Travis Schlenk has been really good, or was pretty damn good there in Atlanta. And then you got, what Bob Myers has done there in Philadelphia and bringing in Mike Gansey, and then eventually having one of the better off seasons that I've honestly ever seen, what Philly has been able to do. And in both of those cases, because Joe Lacob wanted to elevate his son, and because those entities were applying a little bit more pressure to actually compete at the tail end of Steph Curry's career, they were kind of told, hey, go find other gigs. We're good here. And they aren't. Golden State isn't good there. They're a freaking disaster. I love watching it because I hate all sports coming out of the Bay. And on that level, like, it's been kind of fun to watch Joey Lightyears just be a complete Jerry Jones level failure. But at the same time, like, the basketball fan in me who just loves watching Steph cook, this is a bit of a bummer. But we move on back to Lakers stuff.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish, spacious Bobopedic sofas, and feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real five-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Looking for a simpler way to explore medical weight loss options? Orderly Meds connects you online with licensed healthcare providers so you can learn about GLP-1 treatment options from home. It's convenient, straightforward, and designed to fit your lifestyle. Get started today at orderlymeds.com/podcasts. That's orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Again, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Results may vary. Consult a licensed healthcare provider to determine if treatment is appropriate for you. Restrictions apply.
All right, let's go ahead and dive on into some of the questions and comments that you guys had over the course of the show. Sky Falcon 5, does his Slovenia brother Hayes still get the invite? I doubt it. I did get a response back on Kuminga getting an invite. I don't think he did quite yet. Maybe if that situation is resolved. They aren't going on this trip until mid-August, I believe, Dave said. So, like, maybe technically there's a couple of weeks to still resolve the Kuminga thing, and then maybe Kuminga can get that invite. But as it stands right now, like, it looks like Hayes and Kuminga are both on the outside looking in. I am Robbie asking, why did LaFraud never do this? Only to be followed up by Omar, who was correct in saying that LeBron did do this. On a few occasions, LeBron had mini camps there in Vegas. Actually, the beginning of like Austin Reeves really kind of showing that he had it there with the Lakers began in that mini camp when he was, you know, cooking a lot of guys that were on actual NBA deals. LeBron watched that, relayed back to the front office, like, this dude's good. Like, we're going to want to convert this guy's contract ASAP. And then he gets there, and I think in like training camp, that trend continued, and then eventually Austin was rewarded with that proper NBA deal. But that all started in one of LeBron's mini camps. So, like, yeah, this notion that like Luka is more bought in, or that this trip to Slovenia proves that Luka is more bought in than LeBron ever was, is just kind of false. Let's see. I appreciate JP248 saying, with all that navel gazing said, please like and subscribe. Thank you very much, JP, for that. Derek Parker, the narrative about Luka is so funny because if it's true, then why do so many former and present teammates love the guy so much? All right. I'm not saying that this isn't the case, but what I will say about the practice of current and former teammates saying they love superstar X is just a little cynical, because and again, not saying this is going on with Luka specifically, but there have been enough superstars whose teammates like speak up for them, who like, you just know, move kind of shady behind the scenes. Giannis is one of them. KD is one of them. Russell Westbrook is one of them. And all of those guys, like, after the fact, you know, teammates will all say, oh my God, that guy was so great. That guy was so good. You know, and a couple of things are at play there. One, the way that basketball players see each other and what they value in their teammates is very different from like how you view your coworkers. It's just a completely different culture that, frankly, like, somebody like me is just not going to fully comprehend or relate to. So like, first, like, that's kind of the starting point, is that like, I'm going to be honest and tell you guys, I don't know what I don't know. The other thing is that those superstars, and this is kind of the cynical read of some of these situations, those superstars, they aren't like employees. And what I mean by that is, general managers, especially coaches, right? They are middle managers. The actual boss of a situation is always going to be the owner, but the next most powerful person in the organization is always going to be the superstar. It's going to be the quarterback in the NFL. It's going to be, you know, whatever Shohei's equivalent is in Major League Baseball. Although it's a little different there because there are so many baseball players and their impact on games on a player-by-player basis is lower. But anyway, in basketball, it is always going to be your superstar who, like, frankly, outranks general manager, head coach, all that stuff. And if you want to stick in an NBA locker room or in an NBA franchise, what you probably should not do is knock your boss, who in this case, in this really kind of weird way, is the superstar that you play on a roster with. So, like, while I'm not saying every single time a, you know, player X says superstar Y is a great dude, I like that guy, blah, 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 like, I'm not saying that all of those guys are like fudging the numbers there or anything like that. All I'm saying is that, like, there's some incentive to not actually airing the dirty laundry there. There is some incentive to, you know, making it, you know, clear that, like, no, we're good. Of course I love it when Russell Westbrook takes that 17-foot bank shot jumper with 7 seconds still left on the shot clock when we have better players and better options on the court. Of course it was always a good shot. Come on. You know, like, remember the KD burner gate last year, right? KD's another guy that, like, all of his teammates over the years have been like, that guy's been great. Meanwhile, he left OKC for the team that he lost to in a game 7 when he went to Golden State. Then he was so annoying in Golden State that even while that team was historically great, the vibes there were not. And then from there, like, you know, you look at the vibes that followed him to Brooklyn and the vibes that followed him to Houston. And for some reason, these bad vibes just seem to show up when Kevin Durant shows up. Phoenix was a, you know, really bad vibe team there, right? These bad vibes just seem to follow Kevin Durant all over the place, and he never has anything to do with it, according to some of his teammates. And it's because, like, if they do air that dirty laundry, guess who's getting traded? Not Kevin Durant, you know, unless he asks for it.
I'm pretty confident talking into a mic. Hey, I'm doing it right now. But home projects, I second guess everything. Is that noise normal? Is that water damage? Who do I even call? That's where Thumbtack comes in. Just upload a photo or voice note, and it uses AI-powered search to match you with a right top-rated local pro. So instead of guessing, you get clarity and can hire with confidence. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
That's why it's like I don't know if you guys noticed this, but there have been a few occasions here where, like, traditional media journalists, right, have been caught in spots, either outright admitting to it in like Sean's case, where he was like, yeah, I knew about the meeting between the Cavs and LeBron James in early July. I mean, it's like, why did you not make it known to anybody? And he's like, oh, it was off the record. It's like, then you get it on the record and then you report it. That's what journalism is. And then, like, in the Bay, right, Tim Kawakami is and some of his peers and colleagues are under fire kind of nationally for not divulging that Shanahan, the coach of the 49ers, got in that car accident that made it so that he wasn't available for the beginning of training camp. When they were told by the 49ers, hey, can you guys just, like, not report this for a little while? And then they didn't. And, like, that is, again, not journalism. And by the way, that happened previously with Kawakami and some of his peers there in the Bay when Andrew Wiggins went absent with, like, no explanation. And then when Wiggins came back, the Warriors sat up there and thanked reporters for not reporting. And like, you know, in those moments when access is kind of the thing that you present to your audience is the thing that separates you from idiots like me, you have to do whatever it takes to maintain that access. And in some of these cases, what it takes to maintain that access is not reporting, which is kind of the point. You know, like you should, the relationship between the journalist and the subject isn't supposed to be friendly. It isn't supposed to be transactional. It's supposed to be informational and informative, I guess. And I think we've kind of lost that. And I think it's really hurt us societally. This is just sports. So at the end of the day, you know, as one, I remember when I was really young in my career, I had a journalist who will remain nameless, told me, dude, we're not reporting on the nuclear codes. We can be friendly with the people that we report on. And I was like, remind me not to follow your career, internally, obviously. And you know, it's one of those spots here where, like if I'm their audiences, I'm looking at them being like, wait, so what do you know that you aren't telling me on any given show in any given thing that you write? And I'm not saying we are supposed to report every single thing the moment we get it, because that is not how you get the complete story. But if you're being told by your subject to not report on something, and then you don't report on something for the sake of maintaining your relationship with that subject, then that isn't journalism anymore. That's unethical. And trying to tell people that that's just how this is done, I'm sorry, buddy. That's not how this is supposed to be done. Like, flat out. And so anyway, like the reason I bring all of that up is because, like, yeah, with the whole, the way that these lines have been fudged in sports coverage and all of this, makes it kind of difficult to kind of know who to believe. And that's why I spent a few minutes in this episode just kind of telling you about my process and trying to be as transparent as I can possibly be on some of my processes. And, you know, all that some of these audiences can demand is that kind of transparency from some of the people that they read and listen to and stuff like that. And if they aren't getting it, then they're going to get it from somebody else. But yeah, those were three interesting kind of moments recently in sports coverage that shed a light on how the sausage is made that doesn't have people looking all that good in the light. Let's see. All right. I'll address this one, Marshawn. I'll never support a gambling company, and I wish y'all would stop advertising. I guess it's the easy money, but I'll still be here every show. So I honestly get it. I genuinely do, Marshawn, that this relationship that sports coverage has with gambling partners and sponsors and stuff like that has also fudged those lines. And I totally understand why you feel uncomfortable by it. Gambling is a serious addiction for some people. And to those who do become addicted to gambling, I hope that everybody is getting the help that they need to get. I also will say that because of late stage capitalism, and because of the ways that these companies are being run, where large chunks of us have been, I've been laid off once. I don't know if I have very many friends in this industry who haven't been laid off. These companies are shrinking. The resources that we do get to work with are shrinking. And in my case, I've had to go completely independent just to have a shot at providing for my family. And sometimes that means having some relationships that I have to embrace, that maybe if the industry was in a healthier place, I wouldn't have to. And now, that said, I am very choosy. I am very selective about
some of those partnerships and some of those relationships. I do really believe in those companies that you see either actually sponsor my show or have the logos on the show and all that stuff. Like, that is something that I am very careful about. But I understand where you're coming from, Marshawn. And all I can do, again, is be as transparent about some of those relationships and some of the reasons behind some of those relationships, not just with my show, but across the entire industry. So that at the end of the day, you kind of understand what all of us who are trying to do this for a living are dealing with on a daily basis. I would prefer to just be a full-time employee at a company that pays me a livable wage, where I get my paychecks when I think I'm supposed to get my, you know, on twice a month. I would prefer to not go into every single season asking companies about, like, all right, what's my role going to be? Like, what's my work going to look like next year? I would love it if I could just work at a newspaper the way that a lot of my predecessors were able to just work at a newspaper and make good livings. However, because newspapers ran the industry into the ground and are now being victims of these vultures who exist at the top of our society, we all just have to make a lot of these sacrifices and have some of these relationships that some members of the audience aren't always going to be comfortable with. I get where you're coming from. All right. I am being called by Jen. So I'm going to play one of your guys' favorite clips just to answer this call really quick. Hold up.
Welcome, everybody, to the Locked On Lakers podcast.
Board.
It was wide open. I can't even make choices.
Lou Williams, he said they just came together this year, as if that was an excuse, like the other team in the conference.
All right, I'm back. Here we are. So let's go ahead and answer maybe one or two more questions and then get out of here. And let's see. Flex cuts 32-76. Don't make me defend the Warriors, but they tried way harder than the Lakers did for LeBron in the back half of his tenure. It isn't apples. There is no such thing as an apples to apples situation when you're talking about this. RoboCopy 29. No, I'm not in trouble. She was just calling because she didn't know what I wanted for lunch. But it's cool. We're good. I just always get nervous when I get multiple calls in a row from Jen, because that's, you always get nervous when you get multiple calls from your wife when you have kids, or just in general. You should always be nervous when you get multiple calls in a row from your wife. But anyway, we're good. Move on. So to answer flex cuts here, what I'll say about the Warriors compared to the Lakers' efforts is that the Warriors leak a hell of a lot more than the Lakers do. They are so shameless. And like I talked about with Kawakami and how I talked about with some of his peers there in the Bay, they will just repeat, like stenographers, the things that the Warriors will tell them. And what that often means is it'll look to their readers, their listeners, Warriors fans, as if the Warriors are trying so much harder than everybody else, when in reality, the thing that determines how hard you're actually trying are the things that you accomplish. And the Warriors haven't accomplished anything, honestly, that back half of Steph's career, and especially recently, right, the last couple of years, most notably by this last summer. So the Warriors, like what I'll say they try a lot harder with is maintaining that positive spin and that positive reporting about the things that they are trying to do. They do care a lot more about that than the Lakers, but from like the standpoint of like what they accomplished compared to what the Lakers accomplished in the back half of LeBron's tenure, it's not even close. The Lakers got LeBron, Luka. You know, they didn't do that for LeBron, but at the end of the day, like, Luka is one of the most talented teammates LeBron's ever had. The Warriors never got Steph anybody close to as good as Luka is at the back half of his career. So the last few years. So I would probably push back on that a little bit and say that that's more the reason that you feel that way is because of the coverage of the Warriors, not necessarily the things that the Warriors actually accomplished. All right. Let's see. We will go ahead and yeah, I agree, Jimmy. Like, I need to find more reasons to play that clip on the show, right? Like, it's it's such a good clip. It's such a funny clip. It's probably the thing I'm like proudest of in my career, and I probably need to find more reasons to use it. All right, so what I'm going to do for the rest of the day is record a few of these player previews to have them stacked up and ready to go while I am on vacation. And if we get any kind of breaking news, right, a Kuminga thing, a backup center thing, a smaller move or something like that, maybe I will go live and break down what that might mean moving forward. I'm going to be honest, I'm going to spend a lot of time off of my phone, so probably not going to do a whole bunch of reporting while I'm there in California, which is ironic because that is like where I should be doing it. But no, I want to spend this time with my family, taking the kids to Disneyland, hanging by the pool there with the kids as often as I can. And then when I get back, I'll be fully recharged and ready to go and have some fun ideas lined up for August. And then, you know, we'll have a mini camp to break down in the middle of August. We'll have training camp in September, and then shortly thereafter, you're looking at an October when everything really gets going. So that will do it for this episode of the Lakers Lounge podcast. Have a great rest of your week or so. Make somebody else's, and I will talk to you guys when I get back.
Bye, everyone.
Look around. Every car you see is probably on Auto Trader. New cars, used cars, electric cars. As for flying cars, well, we're ready when they are. If you see a car you like, find it on AutoTrader. That's our kind of thing. AutoTrader.